Balogun starts for U.S. against Belgium in World Cup after suspension lifted. The U.S. men's national team's Follerin Balogun was one of the starting 11 players taking the pitch against Belgium on July 6. The news of Balogun's return was confirmed just before the round of 16 match in Seattle when FIFA released the starting lineups to the media. He will rejoin the lineup that includes Christian Pulisic, Weston McKennie, team captain Tim Ream, and goalkeeper Matt Freese. Balogun has emerged as the leading goal scorer for the Stars and Stripes, becoming the first player to score more than one goal in a single World Cup match since 1930. He has scored 3 goals thus far in the tournament, 2 against Paraguay and 1 against Bosnia and Herzegovina, before he was handed a red card. That red card ejected Balogun from the game and came with a 1-game suspension that was originally supposed to prevent him from playing in the following game against Belgium. However, FIFA officials decided on July 5 to impose a 1-year suspension on that punishment, allowing the striker to play not just against Belgium but also in the quarterfinal match against Spain if Team USA beats Belgium, and all subsequent matches in the 2026 World Cup. The only game Balogun has not played in this tournament was Team USA's group stage match against Turkey. Having already secured a spot in the round of 32, the US team sidelined usual starters Balogun, Pulisic, Anthony Robinson, and Sergino Dest. Team USA's head coach Mauricio Pochettino told members of the media that he was happy to learn of Balogun's availability in the upcoming lineup. He called it a win for not just the United States, but the sport of football as a whole. However, he did not say whether he would be starting Balogun, and stressed the urgency that there was very little time left after the announcement to prepare for the game ahead. Belgium, however, was not happy with the decision and attempted to appeal FIFA's decision. But the appeal was ultimately rejected. "I read the decisions of the FIFA Disciplinary Committee when they are issued," FIFA President Gianni Infantino said in a statement on the ruling. "Sometimes I am surprised by them. Sometimes I agree with them, and sometimes I disagree. What I always do, however, is respect those decisions and the autonomy of the bodies that make them. Whether we personally like a decision or not is irrelevant. Respect for independent institutions and the rule of law is what protects the integrity of our competitions and the credibility of FIFA at all times." President Donald Trump said he personally called Infantino to discuss the matter, but the FIFA president denied Trump had any influence on the decision. Infantino added that he had in fact informed Trump that a legal process was already underway and a decision would come in due course.